It's there.
Episode 156.
In your face. Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first. Hello, Fresno and the world. I'm Mikey.
I'm Bells.
I'm Becky. Hello.
And we are here
to rock your fucking face
to begin
face
the ninth
off.
Year of podcasting for Dorktown here in 2014.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
We're here to rock your fucking face off now.
Or are we?
We're going to podcast your guys' fucking face off. You ready for this?
Here it is.
Just sit.
And
hey.
Colon, go.
First uncomfortable silence of 2014.
Yes, we did it. Right out the bat.
Yep,
I didn't know it was going to happen that way.
We think we just broke a record. Fastest fucking...
Uncomfortable silence.
Uncomfortable
in history.
Silence. We just got it.
We did it.
History has just been made. We could end this show right now because this is how huge this historical event is.
They should be taping up the locker room with plastic and getting the champagne ready.
That is correct.
To
smack it much. Smack bottles upside people's heads.
Up everyone's ass. All right. Welcome back to this podcast. We are here. To
fresh and easy.
Hopefully entertain for the next hour.
1414.
Yeah, that's right. We're here to kind of fuck with your head.
We spent New Year's apart, Bills. I didn't like that.
You didn't like that, did you?
No.
Well, it's kind of interesting.
You were in the happiest place on earth.
The happiest
not Clovis.
Place on earth. No. No, I was at Disneyland. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And what happens at midnight and New Year's at Disneyland?
Mickey Mouse gets that much richer.
Yes.
Yeah. He's all, ha ha! Suckers!
I'm going to smoke crack now.
Come suck my dick, Minnie! Yes, I got you. First of all,
he's done
gasp.
With Minnie. He's fucking he's had that shit. You know that? I mean,
be
he's
careful,
been
Daisy.
Guys.
He's with Daisy now.
Or? Cease and desist.
He's with Daisy now.
Could be.
Who else would he be with? Clarabelle.
Oh, Minnie Mouse, Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about him because we don't have any affiliation with him.
We can talk about their characters. We're not making any money here. Yeah. Disney can't touch us.
If we
talk about Star Wars all the fucking time, we'd be in real trouble. So there's Clarabelle. So I'm trying to figure out where Mickey could go.
Mickey and Donald.
Clarabelle.
No, it's Mickey and Donald.
Maybe Mickey and Goofy have a thing going on.
Mickey. Oh.
Who?
He's fucking Goofy.
No.
Whoa.
No, he's fucking Donald. Donald. What do you guys think? Do you think
Rocks
Mickey
the beak?
Screwing Goofy or Donald?
Gorsh. I think Goofy's pretty asexual. I don't think. Yeah. That would freak Goofy out, any kind
Donald.
Of sexual
I think it's
anything.
The Don Man.
Well, you went there. We're just trying to keep it wholesome and just... and Mickey just screwing the women that are there. Yeah. But now...
Rape the women.
What is 16 candles? What does that guy say? The Donster.
Donster?
16 candles?
It's Farmer Ted.
Oh, please, you guys don't.
16 candles?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anyone named Donster.
No, the Don, the foreign exchange student.
Yeah, it's not Donster.
The Donger.
The Donger. Okay, sorry.
Long Duck Dong?
I'm the Donger.
It's Long Duck Dong.
You want to talk about the movie now?
Sorry.
Now we're talking about 16 candles.
What part about the Donger?
And Dork 10 is appropriately off to an awkward start. Wow. Damn it.
What? You don't want to talk about the Donger?
No, we can talk about the
Dude, the
donger.
Guy was making out with an Amazonian woman on a workout machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they crashed the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild night for that guy. He was all about it. Yeah. He was so like bored before that.
Yeah, it was a great night for him.
We had these foreign exchange students in town when I was in high school, and we... Well, I don't know if they showed us a good time or we showed us a good time.
What country were they from?
Drinkers. Sweden.
Sweden.
I still have him. He's on...
Unten glitten glatten Sweden.
Germany. And Spain.
The Germans.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And they were drinkers.
The Germans.
Mm-hmm.
They were drinkers. They weren't they underage to be drinking?
Whatever. The what? Germans. Who are you? Who the fuck are you? Why the fuck do you care about that? Just because you didn't party when you were younger.
All right. Jesus.
A little tight and fast with that.
I did. I partied on New Year's way too hard.
Yes, there you was did.
No.
Oh, back to
is that,
New Year's.
Is that right?
Yeah. Way too hard. I did things I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
There were sections of time. Derek was over here. We basically each had our own growler. And one of those growlers was a triple IPA. And Derek and I just shared that growler. And I don't really remember much after that. I do vaguely remember
what kind of Star IPA Wars. Was that?
The Therapist from Dust Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah. That stuff will kick you. Yeah, it's brutal. Kicking ass. And we were just drinking it quickly, too. Way too quickly. And we had a growler of a Tioga Sequoia IPA. The citrus one before that. So
how was that citrus things, one?
It's good. I like it.
Really?
They had two versions. And I think they're going to the first version was it was like the
less hoppy?
The Enjoy By, the Stone Enjoy By series. It tasted a lot like that, only even a little bit fruitier. And then they did a toned down the fruit on the second try and it wasn't as good, but still good. So I think they're going to go with that first version, but anyway, so, yeah, there are sections of time. My big thing was that to have Star Wars, there's a thing where you put Star Wars on at a certain time, and the Death Star blows up at midnight.
Oh.
And this is like my whole goal of the night was to start it on time. And I remembered about a minute late. And I got to it, and I got it going, and I fast-forwarded enough to where I thought maybe I was pretty much on time, and it was. It was a few seconds off.
You were like 30 seconds off. Yeah.
Oh, it was?
We were all like, and you're all go. It was funny.
Oh,
I no, maybe like now. 20 seconds, but all of us were screaming.
I remember it being closer than that.
It was a good idea.
But anyway, really this Death Star blows up right at midnight if you do it properly, and I was too drunk to do it properly, apparently.
Yeah.
And so.
Interesting.
Apparently, here's one thing that happened. As I was putting our kid down the other night, she's all, and we got her, she got a drum set for Christmas, and she's all, Daddy, you and your friend were playing my drum set the other night, and you should not have been doing that. And I was like, huh? We were? It's like, yeah, Mommy told me you were playing my drum set. And I was like, oh, well, I guess maybe I was then.
And a Barbie so guitar.
My child had to tell me that we were playing. I don't remember doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow. Yeah. I did a lot of questionable things.
Some other things happened.
Do you remember being naked?
I'm sure I was naked at some point. I mean, I had to pee.
We have a...
Who is this?
Yeah, we have our LSB connection calling in right now. Chiming in, he's got a few questions. There's some mysteries and there's some answers that we want to hear.
Oh, Jesus,
we want
Christ.
Things answered about a certain something that we got.
Speaking of uncomfortable,
sent to us the other night.
What happened? I have not heard this.
I want to know.
Well, it wasn't even shared with me until just now, so I want to find out.
I'm going to let Aaron explain it to you. Because he's calling in, so I'll have him explain the situation.
Oh, you're really upset. You're really embarrassed. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going
on. Hang
on
a second here. Let's let him do the breakdown.
Ready?
Apparently,
okay. Hang up on him.
Apparently, he's not ready.
Call-ins are so bad because they're choppy. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. Here we go.
Damn it.
At about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, fuck.
I had spent a day at Disneyland when I received a text And as I go to answer, who the fuck is texting me at 2 in the fucking morning?
What the fuck do you think?
I see it looked like a male-shaved vagina port.
What? Did you do your butthole? Did you do your butthole? What did you do?
Oh, I don't know. I'm waiting to see what I did.
You don't know
I'm not,
yet.
I'm not too sure what it was.
Oh, my God.
It was the entrance to the Death Star, be honest.
It was the trench run? Oh, I showed you a scene of the trench run.
Was that did that happen at midnight?
I'm going to need a drink here. I need to see.
We all need to get a drink right now.
I just couldn't understand. I don't know.
There was a Frozen Land Hoth reference in there somewhere.
Something was frozen.
What? I deleted everything. As soon as I woke up and I saw what had happened the night before, I deleted everything immediately off the text thing. So I don't even know. I deleted all previous conversations.
Can't delete what's on my phone.
Well, I know. Unfortunately, that doesn't work that way. And just delete it off mine.
I want to know two questions.
What?
Two questions, and if you don't answer them, then I'm not talking to you ever again.
Ooh.
Wait.
Ooh.
Who the hell had a phone halfway up your ass?
All right.
And who had the mindset to send it to me? And Bells and Derek. Five seconds of your anal cavity.
Well, only 5 seconds. He got off light. I think Trent got more than that.
We would have been having like a conversation if you sent that to me. You know that.
All right. Who was the production master there?
Who videoed this?
My Labrador, Jovi.
Really?
I would assume it was me. Nobody was in the house or awake.
Not me. I was pissed at you that night. I'm not used to Mike being drunk, though, so it's not really fair to get mad at him. But sure. I was.
You better start getting used to it.
Get used to this. This is the way of life now.
I'm going to fucking do it right now.
I'm going to take my pants off and be drunk.
Okay, no, we're getting distracted.
No, okay. Yep. Right, I think we dealt with it. I think it's been dealt with.
You were passed out, so it wasn't you.
I was passed out?
Two things. Someone had a phone halfway up your ass.
Yeah.
And was videotaping it.
Michael Douglas, possibly.
So, I need to know.
No, Zeta Jones.
And you know,
what do you Michael Douglas
think of involving me in the text? It's their problem. But the problem is that I will not rest until this mystery is solved. There's a production master.
That's right.
Who was the production master? Who was he?
Who was the master?
Who was she or he?
Unleashed the most ungodly, unholy of unholies.
I want to see the picture.
You don't.
I get to see the picture.
Bells deleted it.
No, I haven't deleted it. I'll show you.
God damn it, Bells, delete it. What the fuck do you still have it on your phone for?
I'll show you.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I had lots of IPA.
That's like me sending my boob crease to my best friends.
That's funny.
Just throw me in your little group text.
Yeah, group text that if you do that.
I'd save that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't talk about that on the
How
podcast.
Was that funny? Did you send it to the wrong people? Were you just trying to send it to something else?
Yeah. Look at this hot ass crack.
Well, I don't know what you're into.
Yes.
Could be into something totally different.
You're not answering that uncomfortable question over the phone, so I sent your face to face with them to do it.
What am I not answering?
Was that
the uncomfortable question?
I was the only person there. I had to have been, so there you go.
No, it wasn't you, because you didn't move. And to take that shot...
to have the skills to take that shot without moving is impossible.
Was it just your finger curled up?
I don't know.
To look like an ass?
And you're going to have to answer this one way or another, because here's my two theories. It was either your wife or it was Derek Snyder.
No, it was not me. And no. I witnessed Derek taking off in a car with his wife earlier, so.
And his ass was hanging out, too.
His wife.
No, there's another took party his ass out there.
I've left it to the fact that it was your wife, because no one is in bed with you that close, I hope.
She would not. I don't think she would have agreed to do this, no. Or have, or thought it was funny enough to do.
No,
but that would
that's
be
not
funny.
My sense of humor. No.
For
no,
you
it's not.
To do like let's fuck with Mike and send this to his friends and all videotape his ass for 5 seconds.
No, that's not funny at all.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
No, it's not at all to me. No.
Well, I mean, not to you, but I mean, in general, people.
Is that
would
what
think
he
that
did?
Funny.
No.
Did he put his penis in you?
Well, he has at one point because they procreated, so you can at least eliminate some of the mystery of that.
All right. So there you go. The mystery will never be solved.
It looked like a shaved prostitute from fucking Hungary that grows facial hair, like whole bodily hair, like a 7-day stubble in like
what
less
was
than
it?
A half an hour.
I
need you to think. Think.
It looked like the bottom of my ass, I think, from what I saw in the next morning, hungover, still drunk, but still but also hungover.
It's okay.
I immediately deleted it. It like deleted the whole conversation that Bells and Derek and Aaron and I have for like whatever 5 years of conversation. I deleted the whole thing. Like, it was immediate. There was no conversation other than Aaron's text in the morning saying, what the hell is this?
You can search it on your phone and find it.
No, you can't. It's deleted. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, I'd want to search that. I can look at my ass any day I want. That's not that exciting.
Yeah, why do we have to look at it?
Well, anyhow.
Because you needed to look at it. It's
we've
hilarious.
We've all made mistakes and we've been drunk. Anyhow, moving on.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it on YouTube.
YouTube will ban you.
It's going to get as many million
too
hits
hot
as
for YouTube.
Shift it and forward. Shift it
in reverse.
You're going to get somebody that's going to masturbate to it. That's going to be like, oh, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Ah, this is wonderful.
Somebody. You don't know what's out there, baby.
Yep.
There you go.
A male apparently shaved vagina port.
Apparently it was me, Aaron.
Robert and Edna popped up on Twitter on my iPad saying Happy New Year to all of us.
Robert and Edna.
I think
from,
that's Angry
Podcast. Yes, Angry Old Man Podcast. Thank you, Robert and Edna.
Cheers, man. And technology. Woman. And whoever else is there.
Robert.
Merry Christmas. Happy Robert. Christmas. I'm sad that I don't hear fucking Last Christmas like every other
like
song
what?
Now that the Christmas
you're,
season's
you're
over,
sad, all this
Last Christmas doesn't come on every 5 seconds. I miss that.
So I bet you do. Christmas, and what have you done?
All right, that's well, I think that mystery's been solved. We can all move on now with our lives.
We got a video of Mikey and his buns.
Thankfully, it's not audio. We will not put it on Dorktown's YouTube page.
Stick a pickle right here.
Oh, God.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Just direct message Bells. Maybe
just don't call me a queer.
Oh, please. That's the best part.
I'm shitting giant pickles.
Can we move on?
And a happy new year.
Luckily, I have the power of editing
you need to get
this
an
podcast.
Ass.
This is awesome.
If this was your ass, you need to get an ass job.
I think it was a terrible version of my ass. It did not represent my ass
it
at all.
It seriously looked like
I think
like
it may have been
finger,
somebody else.
Like if a finger
I
curls
think I
up
got
like
hacked.
That, looks like an ass.
I really need to see the picture.
I got hacked.
I'm gonna need
I got
to see
hacked.
The picture.
Is what happened.
You're
I got hacked.
Get off the phone soon, so
that wasn't my ass. That was not my ass. You can't prove it was. I got hacked.
I'm going to show the video to your wife.
Don't you do it.
Bad things happen. You just got to understand. You got to take credit.
I take credit for being drunk and doing dumb things. I do.
You did not film that. You are covering your fucking self right now.
No, I'm not.
You can't film that. You don't have a fucking arm on your back, shithead.
The iPhone, you can turn around and you can do it from backwards.
Here's an idea. I'm fucking drunk as hell. I'm going to film my asshole. There we go. That makes total sense.
It's fucking hilarious.
It wouldn't surprise me if you did one.
You are lying. I've known you since seventh grade. You're lying, you son of a bitch. Don't you fuck with me.
What else
would who was filming you?
No, your face to face with you know him since the seventh grade too. He's lying. You can't sit that still and film that shot.
I don't know. He's got a pretty stupid look on his face right now. He probably could have been.
You could be fucking what's his face? Marty Scorsese. You
fucking Scorsese.
I don't care.
I'll do it again. I'll reproduce it. I'll prove it to you. I can do it again. I'll reproduce that shit and send it to you later.
Yeah. All right. So you had your fucking iPod up on a fucking tripod. I get it.
Maybe. That sounds good.
There you go.
Sounds like something I'd do.
He hangs it from chains above him in his bedroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a bicycle chains.
All right.
And the fucking world is flat. It's all good. All yep. right. I get it.
You can't have a conversation with them. You see, I got to sit here. I got to look at
them. The government blew up the World Trade Center.
Area
51 is full of aliens.
Hey, it's all good.
Six different people shot Kennedy.
Roswell is on the same side. Exact. What is it? Exact opposite side of the Earth from.
Yeah.
Yep.
From Jesus.
From Jesus' birthplace.
And the pharaohs.
A specific spot. I don't want to get it wrong.
You at that time, see?
That's what I'm saying.
No, answer the question. Stop fucking...
That's what I'm saying. It was only me. Derek Snyder was not there. I would not cover this much for Derek Snyder.
Derek left with his wife.
I have a timestamp. So.
Watched everyone leave. I watched everyone get in their cars and go. And then I had.
And Becky.
There was Mike.
Becky, where was your ass at this time?
I was
asleep. No. She needed to answer the question. Becky, did you film that?
Huh?
He's asking, did you film it? He will not let it go.
No, of course not, Aaron. Jesus, do you know me any better than that?
Well. I don't know.
Maybe you're trying to add a little spice in the life.
No.
I would hope you would. I mean, that's like I said.
But if he texted to you guys, Mike wouldn't be sitting here right now.
I just don't know how he gets a shot of that.
I'll show you sometime.
How do I could get him back? No, no way.
You can do amazing things when you're drunk. All right, we have to go. We have to play a song or something.
All right.
The pod gods are demanding it.
I tried, Bell.
Yeah, I'll try to work on them for you.
All right, well, I'm just trying to separate the truth. It's all good.
I got a knife. I don't know if it's sharp enough to do that.
You guys know me. I've made 1,000 mistakes, and most of them are nude. So it's like there's no shame in it.
That's all Mike wanted to hear.
That makes me feel better. Yeah, I mean, that makes me feel better now, at least. Now you're making me feel better.
Move on. It's like, yeah, I fucking did that. Who cares?
I did it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I just want to know who filmed it.
I filmed it.
Does your house have ghosts that like to film?
Apparently.
Whether you say it or not, I know you. And I've known you too long. Just accept it. Yeah, dude, it's like the common thing. You know how many times I've woken up in the morning and gone, dude, I fucked up, dude.
Well, that's what I did freaking New Year's Day.
It took me long enough to know that. Yeah, I fucked up.
That's what I did New Year's Day.
Did it again.
Got a bottle shoved up my ass, can't get it out.
There I go. Emergency room again.
Everyone in this house has seen me naked. It's fucked up. I'm sorry.
Mike just came out of the room the next day. He didn't even see me yet, and he just came up to me. He's all, I know you're mad at me. I don't know why. Oh, but I'm very sorry.
I don't know. I am very sorry. Though.
I was like, all right. That's fine.
That's the thing. You just take the brunt. You have to take the brunt.
I did.
When you're a lively soul, you take the brunt. You just better fucking roll with it.
You know, the whole plan was to get drunk at our house and not leave, and that's why we invited people over our house, so we could just get drunk at our house. So fuck it. You got drunk.
I love that fucking plan. It's great. It is what it is. But that's it, man. I mean, you just can't fool a man that's been nude a thousand times.
you cannot clothe a man that's been nude a thousand times.
You try it tonight. I bet your ass you can take a picture of your ass and then not move.
And actually send it out after that. Because I know you would send it to me, Bells, and Derek going, here's my ass. These are the three people I want to see.
I think it was funnier without comment.
Yep, that fills it in. I totally believe that. See, you got one on me.
All right.
I think Michael C. doesn't have a penis. It's a vaginal.
This may be the whole thing. Or I don't have a penis.
It's a giant crevice.
You guys need to see American Hustle. That's a funny ass fucking film. You need to see that if you haven't seen it.
I want to. I have not yet.
You have to see it. Bradley Cooper's awesome in it. They're all awesome. The Bradley Cooper scenes.
Yeah, he is a sexy mother. What?
All right.
Just a side note. Mm-hmm.
All right, good. There's a film recommendation buried in all that.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to leave you empty-handed.
Thank you.
Only feet right. Has that.
Yep. Yep, I leave Becky empty-handed all the time. All right, go
back to LSB.
Go enjoy the LSB nightlife.
Go out and party.
That's good.
Wind up somewhere naked.
Go get naked and send it. Text it.
Take a nuke shot of my ass and see if I can balance the
camera. In fact, that's a challenge, Aaron. I want
you guys tonight.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah. That's a challenge. Get drunk enough to send out a picture of your ass.
Get out there.
Videotape you walking out of an elevator in a hotel completely nude.
No. I want you at the beach because this is more realistic. I can get him to do this.
Completely passed out taking it. That's going to be the key.
Aaron.
That's crazy. I don't know how he pulled that up.
Beach. Naked. 10 minutes. Aaron. Beach. Naked. 10 minutes. Picture.
All right. You got it.
That is doable. You know that's doable.
Oh, it's doable.
I will give you 15 minutes.
Dig a shot behind your legs of just your balls hanging, and you could see the ocean underneath your balls.
Oh, yes. Wonderful shot. Go
with
do
moon,
it.
With a moon right in between.
Go do it.
See, all right.
So it looks like your balls are resting on the moon.
Put some oil on there so it glistens in the picture.
Speaking as a professional drunk iPhone nude picture taker, that's not going to work because it's too dark out there.
All right, gents, enjoy Fresno.
Thank you.
And ladies, sorry, Becky.
Bye.
Keep on living in LSB, man. Just keep on living.
That's what I do.
LSB. All right.
Late.
I need to see that picture immediately.
No. All right. Let's enjoy some Fresno music. Our Flowing with Famous podcast, the two bands of the year voted by Josh and I was Cockamamie Jamie and Light Thieves. And since Light Thieves were on Dorktown this year.
They break up?
Or in 2013, no, actually.
All right.
We're going to play some Light Thieves
up?
For our music break.
We played Cockamamie Jamie.
We played Cockamamie Jamie last two episodes ago.
Oh, okay. So Light Thieves.
So it's a little bit of Light Thieves. Let's regroup. Let's all try and take pictures of our ass. And what the fuck, Bells? Come on, Broco, bro. What the fuck? Let me see it. Let me see. Give it to me. Fuck.
Know what that is.
Delete it! Jesus, just fucking delete it, Bells! Why are you still having it on your phone?
It's a video, and I don't even know what the video
just
is.
Just delete it.
Oh, that's solid, man. I saved that shit.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy.
That is blackmail material, bitches.
Oh, my just God. Just fucking delete. Everyone just move on. Everyone just... There's no more. Stop this podcast. No more Dorktown.
That's it. You never
found
again.
You found the way to end Dorktown.
You found Mike's vital nerf.
I will release this 5-second video of your ass unless you stop Dorktown.
You must stop this nonsense.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Oh God. Fuck. I can never get that drunk again. I'll probably do it next week. Here's some light thieves, Fresno and the world. And we'll be back. back, and now I think we've decided it was a hand.
Yeah, it looks like a hand to me. I mean, it really does.
It looks like a flat ass.
But then my ass is not flat, damn it!
But then we found out some back information about the picture that it got sent to somebody else, so it made me think, yes, it was an ass pic. So, we're back to where we started.
Now, okay.
Is my ass flat?
Does whatever you sent the picture of...
No, your ass video, isn't flat.
Does,
all right. Does, see, it could have been my hand.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Whatever that was...
Whatever that was?
Does it shit?
I don't know.
Does shit come out of it?
Oh, does shit, gosh, come out of your hand? If you want it to.
Poop? Well, it doesn't matter if you were...
I just think you guys are prids, okay?
If you were standing straight up and bending backwards, everyone, and sticking a camera down your ass, it would probably look like that.
Everyone should send more pictures of their ass to their friends, I think. I think that's what we're learning here.
But he has admitted he's drunk. I think he probably remembers parts of it, and he doesn't really know, say anything.
I think he enjoyed
it. I vaguely remember thinking it was hilarious.
Okay, so you did do the butt thing.
Probably. It just reminded you, yeah, it just probably turned you on.
Yeah.
Just turned you on.
Does it turn you on? Is that the sexual
experience?
You like to videotape your own ass?
Well, I got into trouble. Producer Becky got in some Twitter trouble
a
while back.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about that. That was emotional.
What, Mr. T?
Yes.
The Mr. T thing was emotional?
It just was stressful. Oh. I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like that.
Apparently there's like a conservative religious mafia out there waiting to pounce on people on Twitter.
So Mr. T said that what'd he say? He said, I don't even remember.
No,
he said that insignificant to me.
It basically, his statement was, you know, they took prayer out of school, and now there's
guns in schools.
Now there's people shooting, or now there's school shootings.
No, he said they took prayer out of school, now there's guns in schools. And I was like, that's so ignorant. So I just said unfollowed. And like, a couple days later,
came to your house?
No.
So fool!
I pity you. Massively, massively attacked by this like conservative group of people. Mm-hmm. And Mike got in there.
I had to defend producer Becky.
What'd you say? Like,
I'll fucking come to your house.
I'll Twitter chop
you
right now. I'll Twitter karate chop you. I'll send you a poke.
And I was fighting at first, and then I realized this is pointless. This is stupid. These people who are already doing it are idiots in the begin with. So
no,
I
do.
I
see if I get like Red Frank to come on and call him.
That's right. I think I agree with Mr. T. Mr. T was right.
No, he wasn't, because it was a very stupid statement either way. If you're a Christian, what the fuck do you mean? If you're against guns, what the hell do you mean?
Guns is the reason why you need to go get an abortion and die.
And that's
you
pretty,
need to be aborted.
That's pretty much what people were saying to me.
I'll tell you what, you liberal, yep, you need to be
exactly
aborted.
Exactly what one person said to me. Just
we don't need
up,
you on this
I
earth.
Followed.
If you would have been praying, if your child would have been praying for half the day,
uh-huh,
a full semester of praying, there would not have been any school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you live on, say, we don't want my child praying in school.
What, Red?
Guess what? Then the devil comes to school and he starts shooting because there's no prayer to keep him away.
Devil done does do. Mm-hmm.
Nobody praying to keep the devil away, then the devil comes to shooting.
Taking souls.
Nah. How you guys doing?
Fuck you, Red. Throw this down, you little fucker.
I ran out of conservative rhetoric there for a second. Sorry.
Well.
Hey, it's been a while. How you liberals doing? Are you enjoying your 2014? With your oh, the world's getting hotter. The ice poles are melting. Oh, no, my beachfront property's underwater. Fuck you. My Kansas property is fine. My southern Wyoming property is fine. Nothing wrong with it. I don't got no problems with the environment. Y'all, you got nothing to say, huh? I just shut you down.
No, you didn't shut me down.
She's from Marin.
It's just a lot of the big cities are right on the coast, and if you lose a lot of big cities, you have a huge financial crisis.
Oh, no.
Kurt Russell comes and saves people.
All the liberals are going to die. Yeah, it's going to become Escape from L.A.
Anything that happens to a major city has a domino effect on everybody else, whether you like it or not. So you have to participate in helping out.
I think that's one of Kiss's weaker songs, Domino. Yes, mate. I got nothing funny to say.
I didn't know that had anything to do with anything.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yep, Red. Red, you're losing it. Did you get some moonshine tonight?
I make my own moonshine.
I bet you did. Have you have sex with your brother?
No, but I do take pics of my ass and send it to him. He loves it.
Really? Let me
Interesting.
Look. You look. You get off my Twitter feed, you liberal. You dumb liberal. You don't need to get aborted. You all get aborted because you're all in a fucking boondoggle.
But aren't you against abortion?
What? Fuck.
Aren't you supposed to be against abortion and you're trying to be aborted?
Yeah, but you
should have
been aborted. Your mama should have been aborted.
You should have been a blowjob, but fuck, you know? You should have been swallowed and not fucking shot up the cunt.
Well, that... Shut up, cunt. I shoot up all cunts. I shoot him up good.
Okay, that's where I'm going to stop this.
Oh, because you're too liberal. I'm not politically correct for your liberal program.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's too disgusting for your liberal values and your liberal ways. You're in a boondoggle.
Aren't the sexual people the liberals?
I'm in America where free speech was fought for my
four.
Ben Franklin killed a motherfucker so I could talk to you right now.
And I know. I knew that motherfucker. He was a motherfucker.
He did. He was.
Ben Franklin killed a motherfucker so we could be sitting here right now.
That's right. That's what
that
I say.
A statement.
Believe that.
He also cooked meth.
Ooh.
Oh.
I did not know that.
With a kite.
No.
Oh, is that what your liberal textbooks told you? That he cooked meth?
Then fed me.
Oh, you get aborted. You're in a boondoggle.
Fuck you.
Good. Get prayer. Everyone should just pray for 8 hours in school. All right. Goodbye. Go fuck yourself. Boondoggle.
That was a guess.
There you go.
Is he gone? Oh,
he's
good.
He's gone.
14.
Why do you never defend us?
I'm intimidated, and I can't talk.
I know this feeling, dude. It's like whenever Manchu calls in, I just can't talk.
Yeah, that's weird. Manchu comes in, you just never talk to him.
Yeah.
We're going to be rolling again for a new podcast year. We've got...
See, we had a pretty good roll of last year. We had a pretty good consistent output.
Yeah.
We did all right, you know.
And we've made some friends over the years, and...
We've lost a lot of friends,
lost
too.
A lot of homies. But I on Twitter, I like to go before we record and offer anyone that wants to talk about their podcast or talk about anything to call our voicemail line, 559-492-0542. You can call that anytime. Leave any kind of message for us.
And if you drink beer, drink Tioga Sequoia beer.
Yeah, that too.
Drink Double Dry Hop.
Hey guys, this is Miles calling from the Nerd Church. Thanks for following us. Just figured I'd call and say I had a chance to listen to a couple episodes, and I like it. And I think you may enjoy us as well. You know, check us out at nerdchurchpodcast.com and at nerd_church, which you did follow. Similar format, although, you know, we do have a theme song and such. So, good luck. Hope today goes well. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I don't think I believed him when he said he enjoyed us.
He didn't leave his number.
I don't think he didn't leave his number. We're going to call him back.
Yeah, he doesn't want me to call him back.
I think he's just being nice. But Nerd Church, check it out. I'm going to check it out now.
Thank you, Nerd
Church. I had not heard of him before before we started recording, but then I did follow him. So I listened to a crap ton of podcasts. So now Nerd Church is on my Stitcher indie list.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to thousands of them. I just can't get around to
Here's some more voicemails from podcasters.
Hey, Dorktown. Frank Brandt is from the Wicked Radio Network and tweet on Twitter.
I'm going to
ask this
Start that over because I fucked it up.
Hey, Dorktown Podcast. This is your friend, Frank Brantus, from the Wicked Radio Network. And I saw your tweet on Twitter, and I wanted to ask you guys a question and give you guys a little content.
Okay.
I'm wondering, how do you all deal with some annoying in-laws?
Hmm.
Thanks, and keep up the good work. We're big fans of yours over here at WRN.
Are you trying to cause fights?
Branchy, Frank Branchy, Wicked Radio Network. Yeah, I know. Producer Becky and I, we really can't say anything.
We have battled it out over in-laws before.
I don't really have a problem with any of Becky's family.
No.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And there you go. Yeah. Into there. Yeah. Bells, yeah. Bells.
I got nothing.
Yeah, see? Everyone wants to stay clean. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to get in trouble here.
Yep.
We all love our in-laws and have zero trouble with them. They're all an asset.
And they're away.
you ask the wrong podcasters because it will get back to all our in-laws if we say if we did have something to say, which we don't,
because everyone's great,
because everyone's awesome.
If not, then just take a meat cleaver to them.
That's your advice.
Chop them up
for
real
other
nice.
People that have problems with their in-laws.
And
meat cleaver.
Stick them in a blender. Drink them.
The views of Bells do not reflect the views of Dorktown or DorktownPodcast.com or the Dorktown Networks.
Yeah.
Bullshit they do. It's the only thing that's fucking valid in this fucking podcast. It's the only thing that's taken with merit.
Here's a number that just came across as we were talking that left a voicemail. And it looks like it doesn't look like a real number, but let's see what happens.
Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I was drunk, but now I got a couple beers in me and I'm really fucking sick, so this is the best as you're gonna get.
Nice. So,
happy New Year to all you guys down at Dorktown Studios. It's been like 8 years and you're still doing this shit. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. 8 years strong to doing this terrible fucking show that only like 8 people even listen to now.
Yeah.
Yes. So you keep doing your Mr. Cool thing, Becky. You know you're awesome. Keep doing you, Mikey. Fuck you, because you keep promising me this fucking bullshit of I'll totally fucking play video games. You know, when I get GTA or whatever the fuck, and then what, you come online for like 30 seconds, and then you go offline, like, what the fuck do you even do?
That's because he gets there with good intentions and passes out drunk.
And then you turn it back off.
He comes in real life in 30 seconds, too.
Becky, I love you. Bells, I like you. Mike.
Ooh, he wants to make out with Mikey.
He doesn't.
Wow.
I know.
Was that like kissing noises? Or was that like deep?
No, it was deep frustrated throat. Noises is what it was. He's frustrated. He hasn't gotten a video of my ass yet.
Yeah, we'll send that to him.
I'll put it on the PSN network. PSN. Look for it. Can you upload videos on PSN network?
That happens to be one of my favorite names. I didn't know that was his name. Our Sacramento fan, Chase.
I had conversations with him before. I've friended him now. Did he ask you, Bells? You don't even get on at all. At least I get on him once in a while.
Is he your friend?
I just got NHL 20.
Friend.
No, on PSN network. PlayStation network.
I don't have any internet right now.
Oh, you still don't?
Don't have internet?
Jesus, Bells.
Wow, it is like
oh my God.
You're living in a cave. You're in a cave.
Hey, I'm surviving.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. And I make fires in the backyard and kill fucking birds and cook them.
You're going to have to.
Thank you,
but
everyone.
Where do you look up your recipes?
In.
How do you find your recipes?
My mind. I listen to
He's
the
He's got
wind.
A phone. He uses a cell phone network.
Fonzie.
Do you have unlimited? You have on your cell plan, do you have unlimited?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
No, I'm just asking, because if not, because you're probably paying up the ass then.
I don't pay up the I don't send pictures of my ass.
I advise it.
Sure as shit don't pay up
it. You should do it. Everyone should start direct messaging pictures of their ass to the Dorktown
crazy
podcast Twitter feed.
Thank you. Please don't. Because I'll probably, if you do, most likely I'll probably see it as it bypasses, comes, and it comes to you.
Whoa.
Unless you direct message it to him.
You would see it too.
Mike might enjoy that if you direct message it to him.
All right.
He loves when his messages are direct.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's probably time to leave.
It's Fonzie's.
I don't think it's going to get any better tonight.
Mike, set it up so that the Death Star blew up at midnight.
We talked about that.
Did we already? Oh, dear Lord. I straight up forgot about that.
It's time for the Fonzie A's here on Dorktown.
It's always on.
Episode 156.
We do the Fonzie
2014.
A's. We either give it the like and we say, hey, Fonzie A. Or we give it no like and we say, hey, Fonzie, fuck you.
Becky.
Yes.
You have an A to give out.
I do. I have a Fonzie A to Tioga Sequoia for having growler fills.
Ooh, yeah.
And they have these nice stainless steel growlers. Yes, and they fill it up for you, their beers, and you can taste samples, and it's really nice. And they're not open all the time. They announce their hours, and they'll open up and just sell them. And it's really awesome.
Yep.
They're partially responsible for the New Year's Eve things that happened to people.
Yeah, that's right. Mike went and got a growler. That's right.
Yep.
Fonzie A to them.
Fonzie A to Tioga-Sequoia.com.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Double dry hop.
DDH.
Second to Pliny in my book.
Make sure to check out our other podcasts.
And I dropped by before
Flowing
Christmas
with Famous about Fresno and the Perfect Pour about craft beer.
Yeah.
Appropriately.
They are nice.
They are
talk
nice.
About beer.
They do
they are
beer
a good
talking.
Podcast.
They are nice. It's family podcasting.
Bells?
I want to give a Fonzie A out to Giuseppe Gallo's. Giuseppe Gallo's is a little Italian restaurant.
Is it? No, tell me it's in Clovis.
In the better side of Clovis.
Better side?
The better
There's
side.
A better side?
On Willow and
is it on the is on the taint. The taint.
It is on the taint.
That is the better side of Clovis. Right.
Giuseppe Gallo's.
Is everything?
I have a Fonzie A for their. They have a thing called bruschetta chips.
Whoa! This sounds interesting. Okay. I'm interested.
And this is like a very extremely thin pizza, like almost cracker thickness crust.
Got ya.
With melted light layer of melted cheese and garlic. Sprinkled on.
Okay.
With served with the bruschetta tomatoes on top. So it's like a crunchy bruschetta
I like that.
Pizza.
We're going to go.
Thin,
now.
Crispy.
Now we're going. Guess what? Now we're going. I'm going to have to go to the taint. And then pretty soon there'll be a House of Pendragon tap room to go over to.
Giuseppe Gallo's sister restaurant is Capo's right over here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've been to Capo's.
Not yet.
It's pretty good. They have that there as well.
We had a reservation and we canceled.
Capo's is a better restaurant.
Maru.
Went to Maru. We wanted sushi instead.
Should have Capo's.
But we did have a reservation. We almost tried, but we canceled.
You won't be disappointed.
I read a lot of bad reviews online, so it kind of stopped us. But that's good for us to know that somebody we know likes it. So
he said it before in a podcast.
Oh, yeah. But I also want to give a Fonzie. Fuck you out to Giuseppe Gallo's as well.
Oh, dear.
Wow. One thing is getting a Fonzie and a Fonzie fuck you.
Their meal, their pasta meal, their fucking raviolis were nasty.
Ooh.
I give it a Fonzie fuck you.
Wow.
The only thing that's bringing me back is those bruschetta chips. That's it.
That's it.
I've learned. And they're an appetite. I'll order a couple of those motherfuckers, man. I don't give a fuck.
Well, here, here's what you can do. Once a House of Pendragon's open over there, you can go get a couple orders of bruschetta chips and bring it in there. He doesn't care if you bring in food. Like in March, I think.
If that's for sure?
Pretty for sure. Yeah.
They got all their monies.
They got the monies.
Hopefully it all goes.
Did they?
Fonzie to the podcasting community, especially the indies. The indie podcasts are more interesting than the mainstream. I'm telling you. Go find some indie podcasts to listen to. And keep listening to them.
Yeah, watch Star Trek and
go
shit.
Review, do a little iTunes review for us. We've been around for coming up on 9 years, and we have 14 reviews on iTunes. It is the saddest total ever of any podcast.
That's how good we are.
To that. Fonzie to Fresno Memes on...
Oh, you remember. Good job.
On Facebook. Not
the
on
Facebook
Twitter.
Fonzie Memes. Facebook Fresno Memes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. They did do a good one. Where Clovis's sign, archway, is gateway to the Sierras. And what was the thing on the meme?
The only sign that announces they need to go somewhere else immediately.
Welcoming sign to a city says, you need to keep going somewhere else.
Gateway to the Sierras. Keep going through.
All right. Thanks for everyone for listening to Dorktown.
Is that it?
Go to dorktownpodcast.com and check
there
out
you go.
The blog and check out all the show notes and links that you would need. Such as Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and Google+.
All those show notes.
Yep.
And keep doing what you're doing in your life.
Yep.
And I don't know what I'm talking about.
Please, guys, please. Don't
take
don't
more
send
pictures of your ass.
Yeah, don't send money, guys. We don't need it.
No, don't.
We're fine. We're okay.
We're fine.
We're good.
Just send pictures of your ass.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ew. Fuck.